we also then made sure we got some new original voice work from some of the cast. So, we had Robbie Coltrane come in and do some new VO for Hagrid. We had Ivana Lynch come in to do some new VO for Luna. We had Matt Lewis come in and do some new Neville stuff. And we had Mark come in and do some new Arthur Weasley lines, and really just to make sure it felt really authentic. You know, you've got the Harry Potter music, you've got the authentic voices, you know, you've got Harry talking. We took some voice work from the movies so that Harry's constantly talking, and, you know, when he sort of like casts spells, he's saying the spells. When we get people in, we can obviously write in those funny interactions. And then when we're having to use, you know, archive voice work, then what we kind of do is the interactions will play from the other character's perspective. So we'll write some of that stuff in there. So you will hear, say, Melissa McCarthy comment on Harry Potter's wand. A lot of that comes through almost the discovery aspect. What happens if I put this character on next to this character? What happens if I put, you know, Lumpy Space Princess next to Jake, the dog? You know, what happens in those situations? And hopefully that's the sort of thing that people will encounter as they sort of play year two Lego Dimensions, as well as the fact that there are, you know, there are a handful of year one, year two interactions as well. You know, we're not limiting ourselves to just having year two interactions. So as you play the new packs, you'll kind of experience what those are. All everyone needs to know is that, you know, at the end of the day, everything that we make, whether it is Fantastic Beasts, Harry Potter, or anything else like Adventure Time, has the full blessing of whoever is involved with the IPs. And because we as a developer are incredibly passionate about treating every brand with the care and respect it deserves, it's how we end up with the fantastic products we get.